New rules have come into force today, prohibiting the import, sale, handling or spread of several plants that were popular in horticulture in Sweden not so many years ago. The invasive species list includes the likes of the perennial Canadian goldenrod, the large-leaved lupin and the rugosa rose. Private individuals don't need to dig them up from the garden, but under the regulations they must be responsible for them and make sure they don't spread any further than the garden. Among the 34 invasive species, 9 are land-based, while the rest are so-called aquatic species, such as the American lobster. NATO foreign ministers are meeting in Helsingborg in southern Sweden next week. It's the first time Sweden will host such a high-level meeting of NATO foreign ministers since it joined the alliance over 2 years ago. The meeting is taking place with the backdrop of a deteriorating relationship within NATO between the United States and Europe. Sweden's Foreign Minister Maria Malmer Stenergard says to Swedish Radio News that one of her goals is to really contribute to cohesion and unity. The Liberals are going to the election with the goal of doubling the number of billionaires in Sweden by 2036, party leader Simona Mårtensson has told TV4 News. Mårtensson said Sweden will become a tax haven with 1,000 billionaires in the country in 10 years, announcing that the Liberals are proposing a series of tax cuts that will eventually pave the way for more entrepreneurs, high-income earners and billionaires. And in sport, the serial world record setter Armand Mondo Duplantis will be on hand to kick off this season's Diamond League track and field series when he takes to the pole vault runway in China this weekend. The US-born Swede is unbeaten since 2023 and in March this year set his 15th pole vault world record when he cleared 6.31 metres in Uppsala, Sweden. Those are the headlines. We'll be back with another Radio Sweden Daily on Monday. I'm Dave Russell. Have a great weekend.